Grace and peace to you this day from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I tried to choose carefully my last two messages here at St. Mark as associate pastor. In last week's message, God's Beautiful Creation, I wanted to recognize the greatness of God as shown in His creation of heaven and earth. In this message, I seek to explain God's great plan of salvation and how that has impacted my life. That impact is intertwined with the ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Hence, I speak on the topic, why I am a Lutheran today. I was baptized when I was 7 years of age into Christ on April 4th, 1949. And confirmed my faith in Christ at Our Savior Lutheran Church on April 3rd, 1955. This was one of many important results of my mother listening to Dr. Walter A. Meyer on a radio program called The Lutheran Hour. My mother was not brought up in her home as a Christian, but became one through the ministry of God's Word on the Lutheran Hour. And then one Sunday, Dr. Meyer preached on the importance of finding a church home that emphasized the gospel about Jesus Christ and believed in all of the Bible. The first church she tried was an LCMS church, and she needed to go nowhere else after that. So let me list that as the number one reason I am a Lutheran. Our church takes seriously the Great Commission printed at the end of the Gospel of Matthew, which says, quote, "Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you." And without that ministry in our lives, I might never have come to know Jesus as my Savior. The Lutheran Hour is a fine example of a great effort to help carry out the Great Commission. It started around 1930 and is the longest radio gospel outreach in the history of the world. And you may be amazed to hear that it all started here in Cleveland, Ohio, of all places, with the first broadcast being on WHK radio. During Dr. Meyer's time, it was on over 1,200 radio stations. I don't know what the actual numbers are, only God does. But I would guess that God has used it to change the lives of tens of thousands of people, maybe many more, including a number on my family tree. It is broadcast in many countries overseas as well as in the United States. If you are open to supporting something that is really solid, you can look for the Lutheran Hour on Google. Martin Luther was the catalyst God used to start the Lutheran Church. It is a matter of historical record that his intention was not to start a Lutheran church, but to reform the church of that day and bring its teachings back to being solely based on the Holy Scriptures. Luther coined three terms which eventually sparked the Reformation. They were sola gratia, only by grace alone; sola fide, only by faith alone; and sola scriptura, only through the Scriptures alone. The true Lutheran Church teaches that salvation is by grace alone. This is the clear teaching of the Holy Scriptures. Many human books and religions teach salvation by our works and deeds that are done in our lives. Another teaching is that our salvation is brought about by a combination of what Jesus did and the good works that we do. That is also false teaching. For the Apostle Paul wrote in Ephesians 2, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast." If you need more than that, then read Titus 3, verses 4 through 7 also. Sola fide is important because by faith we access the grace of God that has been bestowed on us by the sacrificial death of Jesus Christ on the cross. Faith is not something that is generated in our lives by the efforts of sinful human beings. Faith is actually a gift of God. How do we get this gift? Romans 10:17 is very clear on that. It says, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ. What is the result of this? Well, our reading from Romans 5 this morning tells us, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Then verse 8 says, but God shows his love for us in that while we were sinners, Christ died for us. Our holy God demands payment for our sins, and Jesus paid it. The third sola that formed the basis of the Reformation is sola scriptura, only through the Scriptures alone. God saw to it that a record of mankind's creation, fall into sin, God's promise of a Savior, and his work and revelations through his prophets and apostles has been recorded for us together and brought together in the Holy Scriptures. Thus, the Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy, and you have in your second reading today, quote, All Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. Luther was very aware of this passage, and also of how God works through His Word. And he was concerned because in his day, the people did not have a Bible to read on their own. The Bible was only read and taught by priests and approved religious teachers. So Luther translated the Bible into the language of his people. He also wrote a catechism so the head of the house could teach the saving word to his family at home. This is another important legacy of the Lutheran Church. A true Lutheran is, as Luther put it, quote, is captive to the Word of God, unquote. The Reverend Daniel Preuss, one of the six vice presidents of our Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, puts it this way. I think this is a tremendous explanation. Bear with me. A true Lutheran does not judge the written word. He lets himself, his heart, his mind, and conscience be judged by the word. He rejects his own thoughts and conclusions if they militate against the written word. He stands in awe of the Word. He trembles at it. The written Word of Scripture is to him as absolutely holy as God Himself. Unquote. I stand right along with Vice President Preuss on these comments. Most important of all, Jesus Christ fully supported the authority and revelation of the Old Testament. He is quoted in Matthew 5 as saying, "For I say to you, unless heaven and earth pass away, not an iota, not a dot will pass from the law until all is accomplished." In Christ's conversation with the Jewish leaders of his day, he upheld the teachings of Moses and the prophets. And of his own words, Jesus said, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away." And I tell you this day that those who add to or take away from the Holy Scriptures are taking a terrible risk. I am a Lutheran Christian because our church is one of the few denominations left which still believes and teaches that the Genesis account is a historical account of our creation and fall into sin. Please note that in 2 Timothy 4:3, read by Sue earlier, we are warned that the time will come when people will drift away from God's word and listen to false teachers. And I tell you that many of my colleagues and myself believe that that time now has come. Our Lutheran church congregations teach that there was a Garden of Eden. There were two human people named Adam and Eve. That Satan exists. Jesus Christ made it very clear that Satan exists. And that man disobeyed God and by so doing brought sin and death into the world. I am a Lutheran Christian because of the emphasis that we put on the sacraments of baptism and Lord's Supper. God has spoken to us through His prophets and apostles, and He has given us the Bible and the two sacraments through which He ministers to us and spiritually deals with us. I strongly support the baptism of infants because it is a work of God, not a work of man, that promises forgiveness of sins and the Holy Spirit, and infants need these things. Furthermore, I notice in the New Testament that the apostles went and baptized entire households in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Back in Old Testament days, parents were commanded to bring their children to be dedicated and given their name on the eighth day of their birth. And those children were then under God's covenant with His people at that time. This surely tells us something about God and infants. I also strongly support our church's teachings that we receive the body and blood of Christ in and under the bread and the wine in the Lord's Supper. A great principle of Lutheran interpretation of Holy Scriptures is that Scripture interprets Scripture. So while Christ's words in Matthew, Mark, and Luke could possibly be interpreted two ways, we receive clarification of that with Paul's words in 1 Corinthians when he speaks of our participation in the body and blood of Christ. Furthermore, he mentions all four substances, the bread, the wine, the body, and the blood of Christ. And so that is where true Lutherans must stand, that all four substances are there. Also in John 6, I would encourage you to read that whole chapter. In John 6, Jesus states this, "For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink." What could be any clearer? The Jews even gave support to this interpretation because they disputed among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" And what did the disciples say? They said, Lord, this is a hard thing. And so I closed my preaching days as associate pastor at St. Mark Lutheran with the following cherished words from Luther's explanation of the third article of the Apostles' Creed. This is not all of it, but the first part of it, which is so important to me. It says, concerning the work of the Holy Spirit, quote, I believe that I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ, my Lord, or come to Him. But the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with His gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith. In the same way, He calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth and keeps it with Jesus Christ in the one true faith. This is, I believe, most certainly true. Amen.